The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go. Okay. I've got to get ready here. I got it.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I'm Lynn.
And Bev.
And together we are
Stuff.
Here on Thursday mornings at 8:30 WTBR 89.7 FM.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was Greg.
That was Greg.
Oh.
I can't go that deep.
But you can. I thought maybe you could, tweak that thing you use, that app. But I remember there's times when you have done it and I've said, that's Greg. And you've said, no, it's not. Hey, Greg, great job.
Yeah.
Great job.
Yeah.
So.
Yes.
We're going to start the day with the quote of the day.
Okay.
And so this quote says, before you criticize someone, you should walk a mile in their shoes. That way, when you criticize them, you're a mile away from them, and now you have their shoes.
That's like the lion.
The what? Oh.
What is the one about the lion?
The lion that ran around the tree and made butter?
No, I don't have to outrun the lion. I have to outrun you.
Yes. As long as I'm in front of you, I'm good. So that the key is your friends should be slow runners. Bunions. Your friends should have bad feet. Or bad knees. Or a bad hip.
Just slow.
Yeah, slow.
Just be slow. Okay. I have riddles, and I have three of them.
Okay.
And the first one is, forward, I am heavy. Backward, I am not. Number two, what does a man do only once in his lifetime, but women do once a year after they are 29?
What? What? A man does only once in a lifetime, but a woman?
Once a year after they are 29. Every year.
Oh, a woman?
Four cars come to a four-way stop, each coming from a different direction. They can't decide who got there first. Excuse me, folks. So they all go forward at the same time. All four cars go, but none crash into each other. How is that possible?
One more time.
Four cars come to a four-way stop, each coming from a different direction. They can't decide who got there first. So they go forward at the same time, but don't crash. How come?
I got it.
Okay.
I've got that one. So I write these down.
Mm-hmm,
that's what,
mm-hmm.
I put a little star next to that one because I think, I'm pretty sure, I don't want to be too confident because it can be embarrassing, but I think I got that one. But the man with the lifetime thing and the woman once a year after 29, that's really going to be an interesting one to find out.
Okay.
So I have a quick announcement to make about a giant tag sale. Furniture, housewares, tools, children's items, books, toys, crafts, ice cream sundae booth, silent auction, and Lots more. Rain or shine, September 15th, Sunday, 12 to 4 at Open Door Church, 87 Summer Street, Lee, Massachusetts.
Oh, Lee.
Lee. Lovely Lee. I love Lee.
I don't know where that is.
Summer Street, right before the bridge, if you're coming from Pittsfield.
Uh-huh.
Right before that bridge that's that left turn to go to Main Street in Lee.
Okay, okay.
It's got pretty flowers. They always do beautiful flowers in the summer. Mm-hmm. Before you hit that bridge, you take a right.
Oh, okay.
Up the hill, and that's Summer Street.
Oh, cool.
Easy peasy.
I want a copy of that.
I will give you a copy of that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I haven't done one this summer at all, and I usually do it every weekend.
I haven't either. Why did you stop?
Life.
I know. I know.
Just got in the way.
And you don't even have to buy things.
No, just I mean, the search is what's fun.
Exactly. And then when you find something that you've been looking for.
Or haven't been.
You can't even believe it. And many times I would think, no, I'll never find a kayak. Or I'll never find a juicer. Or
I'll never find a hunk.
A hunk of.
Oh, a hunk of hunk.
Burning love. Who is that, Elvis?
Hunk of
burning love.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So before we start, we were talking about painting.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Bev and I were talking about colors. We started talking about colors of clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And some of you might remember that back in the day, it was a craze or a fad.
A fad, I think.
That people were finding out what season they were as far as mm-hmm. the color of mm-hmm. clothes they should wear.
Yep.
And once you found out the season, it gave you the category of the colors that would look best on you with your eyes, your skin tone,
yep.
your hair. And then you would get like a wheel. You'd go to a party at somebody's house, and they'd have a person there that would be a quote-unquote expert in this.
And show you how to do it.
Yeah. And then you could buy the wheel or the little sticks or whatever they were with color, your color wheel. And you'd carry that in your pocketbook and go shopping with it to see what your colors are.
And you weren't embarrassed because other people were doing it too.
Absolutely. It was the thing. It was the thing to do.
And it works. It really does
work. It does. It does. This morning, Bev came in with a bright purple blouse on, and it makes her eyes really blue. They're blue, but it makes them bluer. So, with that said, we also began talking about things like I want to paint my wall a light green.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then we talked about which color light green.
Yeah.
An olive green, a moss green,
God.
A tree green.
It could go on
forever. Seafoam green, a celery green.
Why don't I just throw
green.
Up on it?
I know. So many greens. You're in the store looking at those little paint chips.
And then I thought I was smart because I said, well, I finally picked a nice subtle moss shade. And she said, was it summer moss? Was it winter moss? Was it fall moss?
It's so hard. I painted one wall of my guest room, what I thought was gray.
Yeah.
And I thought I picked correctly.
Yeah.
And it's I put it on the wall and it's a blue gray, which messed up me with the bedspread.
Oh.
And I thought, well, how did that happen?
I like blue-gray.
It looks good,
uh-huh,
but
uh-huh.
it was weird.
It clashes, huh?
And I think it had to do with the light coming in the window, and because sometimes if it's darker, it looks more gray, but then the light comes in, it looks more blue-gray.
But I still can't get behind those people who paint these huge squares on their walls just to see what it looks like in their room.
I know.
Because it's not the same at night as it is in the morning, and you've got this really dark green, and you actually want the room to be pink.
Yeah, that's a problem. Yeah, you probably need to get your eyes checked. Yeah, so.
I have very odd things.
Good.
Today.
I like odd.
And one of them I can disprove, which makes me very happy.
Mm.
And it's said that it's impossible to hum while holding your nose. Because when you hum, the air is able to escape through your nose to create the sound. And, of course, it can't do that when you're holding it shut. That's what it said.
When you're holding a shot?
Your nose shut.
Oh, shut?
Yep, because if you hold your nose shut, It didn't say close your mouth.
It didn't.
So you can still hum through your mouth. And also, what was the other one? There were two. I'll think of it next. Go ahead.
That's good.
So I disproved that one.
Okay. I have some tips on tips.
Okay.
So if you are one of those people that has a recipe book and you want it open, but you want it at eye level in the kitchen,
mm-hmm.
you can take a trouser hanger or a skirt hanger,
mm-hmm.
and you can clip it onto the book in the open page that you're at.
I love those kind of hangers.
And you can hang it from your cabinet door or your cabinet doorknob,
mm-hmm.
And have it be at eye level and off the counter.
Hang it from your chandelier.
Hang it from your chandelier. Yeah, I thought that was a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
It won't get stuff all over it, drips and things.
Roller coasters were invented to distract Americans from sin. In the 1880s, hosiery businessman LaMarcus Thompson hated that Americans were tempted by hedonistic places like saloons and brothels. So he set out to straighten up one of the most immoral places he could think of, Coney Island in New York. There, he built America's first roller coaster to give New Yorkers some good, clean fun away from seedier pastimes.
That was presented so well. Do you like roller coasters?
I hate them.
Oh.
Physically, vehemently hate them.
Have you ever been on one?
Yes, that's why I hate them.
I wonder if he felt like, you know, you got an adrenaline rush, which satisfied you so that you wouldn't, you know, maybe he was trying to distract. Well, he was trying to distract.
Yeah.
I love roller coasters.
Oh, my gosh.
Petrified of them. I haven't been on one in a while.
Are you afraid of heights?
But, no.
Like flying at heights?
No. But I remember one time my sister Francine and I were out at an amusement park, and we went on the roller coaster. We were in line, and we were getting close to where you get seated, and they yelled out, we need two, and we were so excited, and we went in, and we sat down, and we buckled up, and we looked up, and we realized we were in the front seat. And they needed two because nobody would sit in the front seat.
I guess
and
I wonder why.
I'll tell you something. My stomach right now is flipping thinking about it.
Oh.
And we screamed and screamed and screamed. And we came off and we were running out,
mm-hmm.
and looked at each other and said, almost at the same time, do you want to go again? And we ran back in line and we went again.
In the front row?
Not the second time. Screaming, she had her camera, she's trying to take pictures.
Oh my gosh.
No.
I lose things on them.
Yes.
Things fall out of my pockets, yes. And they go. And it's like, no.
I bet a lot of people lose hats, change, anything else that's.
Keys. Mm-hmm.
They must be able to retrieve those.
I would think so.
But yeah. Yeah. So, use toilet paper tubes to make seed starter pots. So, if you want to start your seeds next year, do you collect some toilet paper rolls, a little cardboard in the middle.
Yep.
They're biodegradable.
Mm-hmm.
They're sturdy enough to allow the seeds to start putting down roots before you later upgrade them to a larger pot. Or if it's a large plant that's growing in the toilet paper roll,
yep.
you can plant the whole thing in the ground.
Exactly.
Because the toilet paper roll will disintegrate. It's a great way to recycle your toilet, not your toilet paper.
No. No.
No recycling of that.
Please.
Just the toilet paper roll. So the microbes in the soil, science lesson, will break the cardboard down into carbon, which the seedlings will use for food.
It works.
It does.
Yes, it does.
You've done it?
I have.
It works great?
Well, I've never watched to see how long it took to get rid of the toilet roll, but...
But your plants grew.
Yeah.
I love that
Without
idea.
Problems.
I love that idea. Great idea.
I have kind of bad news. Supermarket apples?
No. La 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 la.
Can be a year old? These weird facts might have you changing the way you eat. Those fresh apples aren't all that fresh, per se. They're usually picked between August and November, covered in wax, hot air dried, and sent into cold storage.
Hot air dried?
After 6 to 12 months, they finally land on your grocery store shelves. I don't want to say every supermarket does this, but some do.
Well, I do recall buying apples that felt kind of waxy. Maybe that wax is like they put on cucumbers. They put something on cucumbers.
They do?
Yeah, that's slippery stuff. So I wonder if that is the same with organic apples. As long as there's nothing to make them non-organic, I guess they could do it, right?
I guess.
I wonder then, the only way to know what a fresh apple is to go pick one off a tree.
That's the one. That's the one. Right on the nose with that one.
Are you a wine drinker?
Sometimes.
Do you like your wine cold?
Actually, yeah.
So do you know what you can do to not water them down, your wine down with ice cubes?
Mm-hmm.
You can freeze grapes.
I think I heard that somewhere.
Yeah, we may have talked about it because we've talked about a lot of things. As the weather begins to warm up, you might be looking for cool wine. Keep your wine cool, freeze your grapes, turn them into ice cubes, and plop them in your wine. And if you want, you can eat them later for a snack.
I guess you could use that for ice cubes in any cocktail, couldn't you?
I guess you could. And it would look, you know, it would really look cool in a punch bowl. If you made a punch, red and green grapes at Christmas time. What's the matter?
I don't like red and green together.
Red and green, and then whole cranberries and float them around in your punch?
That'd be good, as long as it's not green punch.
I wouldn't drink that. And you know, I'll bet there's a lot of you out there right now that are saying, oh my gosh, I've known this forever.
Mm-hmm.
And
but you didn't tell us.
To me, this is like, bing, 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 bing.
Okay. People used to say, ahem, excuse me. Good Lord. People used to say prunes instead of cheese when having their pictures taken. In the 1840s, a big, dare we say, cheesy grin was seen as childish. So one London photographer told people to say prunes to keep their mouths taut. And that look predated today's fish face selfie by, about 180 years.
That fish face selfie.
It's so silly.
It looks so bad. It just looks so bad.
It just makes my wrinkles more prominent.
It's so true. And I think, now you brought something up, because I know people that have smoked, primarily women, I think, because men have a lot of that thick whisker.
Yeah.
It kind of keeps everything in place. But I know that they've said that smokers will have those lines on their lips.
Yes.
So if you're puckering for pictures, you're making those lines. Now, I have those lines, and I never smoked. Go figure.
No, you don't. Not really.
Oh, you're so queen. You're cute. Cute.
Look, this is what you call lines.
Yeah, I have those. Oh, here we go. And you know what? It's okay.
You'll survive. It's okay. That's why I walk around going like this.
Do you really?
I'm almost grinning, but I'm not.
That looks like the Grinch.
Stretching them out.
You look like the Grinch. Except you're not green, obviously.
Right.
Fix scratches on wooden furniture. Were you done?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Fix scratches on wooden furniture. We've talked about this with a walnut.
Yes.
So I believe you have to take, the reason I wanted to say this is you have to take it, I think, out of the shell. You can't If you scrub the meat of the walnut.
Oh.
Yes, rubbing the area with a walnut. So you simply rub the walnut meat over the scratch a few times. Rub the area with a soft cloth. The wood will absorb the oil from the nut.
I can just see these people with these hard shell walnuts.
I know. Scratching their furniture.
Yeah, making it worse. I thought this was supposed to work.
So it's the oil in the meat of the walnut that helps hide.
Not the shell.
It doesn't fix the scratches. It hides them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Does it wear off?
I don't know that it would fix the scratch unless...
Does it not fill the hole?
Maybe it does fill the hole because the meat is softer, right?
Hmm. Yeah, you'd think.
So, yeah.
Did you know that Adolf Hitler was nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize?
I heard that.
The Swedish politician who sent the letter of nomination in 1939 meant it ironically and withdrew his nomination.
Oh.
In an even more ironic twist, Hitler had banned Germans from accepting the awards 4 years before his own name was thrown in the ring.
But it was a gag.
It was.
Uh-huh.
It was a mockery.
Kind of funny, though, if it hadn't been a gag, he wouldn't have been able to accept it anyway.
That's right.
There you go.
And he wouldn't have won it anyway.
Mm-hmm. No, he would not. Can you imagine? Well, you know what? Weird things happen.
Hey, look what we're going through.
I know.
Okay, enough said.
I know, and we won't talk about that. That's a whole other show.
That's a big one.
Okay. Make a calming sensory bottle.
A common sensory bottle?
Calming.
Calming. Okay.
You're going to make a bottle that is calming.
Okay.
I've never heard of this. I'm going to read it very carefully.
Okay.
If you're suffering from stress or negative thoughts, these sensory bottles can provide a great distraction and help you stay calm. They can also make fun additions to your office desk or your bedside table. Some sensory bottles are made using glitter. However, glitter, even the biodegradable kind, is harmful to the environment. Okay, so that's why it's best to make your sensory bottles with water beads. And they're called Orbeez. I guess you can get them online. Orbeez, which are non-toxic and biodegradable. I still want to find out why this works.
Uh-huh.
The water beads are tiny, absorbent beads that grow to 100 times their size when added to water.
You use those in plants.
Yeah.
I've seen those for plants. Yeah.
All you need to do is make your sensory bottle is to put a teaspoon of water beads into a clear bottle or jar, fill it with water, and leave it for 4 to 6 hours. Once it's ready, shake it up, watch, and relax.
You shake it up and just watch it?
Maybe it looks like a lava lamp.
You don't put color in
there?
Color,
I think you put color in there.
Huh.
Maybe the ore beads are colorful?
I don't know.
The ones that they're quoting that you can buy?
Maybe.
Ore beads?
But what are they supposed to do? Like pop or something?
Well, I don't know why they're going to calm me down.
I'm going to get more excited and nerved up just trying to remember. What are they going to do to me here?
I think they're just going to move around like amoebas, maybe. And it's supposed to relax you.
I lava lamps never did relax me.
Hey, has anybody out there ever heard of this and had any success with this? You know, you can contact us.
Please do. It's stuffingforus@gmail.com.
Let us know if this is something that works.
Wow. I thought you were, okay. It's totally off the...
Mm.
Some sea cucumbers fight with their guts.
What's a sea cucumber? Like they rate them? A, B, like an A cucumber is a good cucumber?
No. This is something that lives in the sea. It's an animal.
Oh.
And they fight with their guts. When threatened, they'll shoot out their internal organs, which are poisonous to predators, and they'll sometimes get rid of their entire digestive systems, but the organs grow back.
That's disgusting.
Is that not odd?
I would love to see that on a National Geographic show and see that happen.
You could throw up all through your stomach.
I thought you were talking about cucumbers in the supermarket.
No, no.
Can you imagine?
Kind of dark.
I wonder what they do while the other, while the organ is growing back and they don't have it for a while.
They don't eat.
I guess they don't. Hey, keep your cereal boxes firmly closed with this handy tip. Don't you hate it when you realize that you forgot to close your cereal box properly? Well, I'll tell you something. I have lost sleep.
I've lost cereal.
That's just something that just, oh my goodness, I would be at work and I would have to go home. I have to close that cereal box.
Yep, yep.
So you can...
buy the small boxes.
Get the small boxes.
Yeah.
So it says you can, oh, you know what? This is a video.
Oh.
It's a way you fold the top of the box. You can fold the box on the top so that it tucks into itself.
Yeah, but it doesn't stay.
No, so you know what I use?
Tape.
Chip clip on the bag inside the box.
Oh, there you go. That works, yeah. Mm. Okay. Do you know Albert Einstein is an anagram? You know what an anagram is?
Mm-hmm.
For 10 elite brains.
Albert Einstein. 10 elite brains.
Yep.
Explain that.
Well, you change the letters around, and every letter that's in Albert Einstein is in 10 elite brains.
They're all there? It doesn't look like enough.
Work it out.
10 elite brains.
Yeah.
Can you use one letter twice?
That was pretty cool.
Yeah. I love these kind of brain teasers.
Yeah, don't you ever take... I like to take long words and make little words out of them and see how many I can get.
Not recently.
I do that just for fun.
Well, that's good. It's a good brain exercise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a waste of paper, but...
But do you need some paper?
No.
I can get you some paper.
Really?
You know, use both sides, right?
Sometimes...
Fold the paper into fourths and use the squares, one square at a time.
Okay.
And then recycle your paper. Or burn it. Or put it in your garden. Oh, but it has ink on it.
This is tips or tricks. Yeah. Okay.
Use a dustpan to fill a bucket. We have talked about this.
Yep.
You have to fill a bucket, you put the dustpan underneath your faucet and you let the handle of the dustpan roll the water down into the bucket.
I have never tried it, but I think I'd like to.
I think it's a good idea.
Speaking of cucumbers, the real thing, you know, the ones you eat.
Mm-hmm.
Cucumber slices can beat bad breath. If you don't have a mint on hand, use a slice of cucumber.
So that's where the veggie platter at a party comes in handy.
Oh, yeah.
Providing there's a cucumber in there.
Uh-huh.
If you're, you know, walking around, you're talking to people, and you're kind of getting that feel that you need some refreshment in your breath,
go over
and get that cucumber.
It's kind of hard to walk around talking to people holding your breath.
It's true. I thought you were going to say it's hard to walk around with a cucumber in your pocket.
Oh, no.
I wonder why they don't have cucumber breath mints. It wouldn't be very appealing, would it?
I don't know. I think I'd like it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think I would try it.
Sure.
So what I just did reminds me of something.
What?
So I said something, and then I answered my own question.
Yeah.
There's a comedian that talks about this very thing. I don't remember his name. But he talks about how, don't you hate people when you talk to them, they answer their own question. Oh, my gosh, have you been to that movie? It was excellent. I really liked it. Did you like it? Oh, I think that I would have liked it. I liked it very much. Did I like it? Yes, I did. Did I get popcorn? Oh, yes, I did. I liked it. Did I get butter
That's
on
when
my
you
popcorn?
Don't need to be with anybody around you.
No,
you
can
be all by yourself and have a grand
time. Did I like the boat ride? Yes, I liked the boat ride. Did I like the people I went with? No, I didn't. And this guy was funny, and he went on, and it was so true. It's true. So
Those
that's
are
what
the best.
I just did that.
Okay.
Yes. Tie a bag of vinegar around your shower head if you want to clean it.
I've heard of that.
I actually use a scrub brush.
I'm lazy. I think I'd tie the thing around it.
Well, that takes more time.
Why?
You got to get the bag. You got to get the vinegar. You got to put it on the shower head. You got to tie it with an elastic band. You got to let it sit there and soak.
Well, then you got to take a brush and you got to scrub and scrub and scrub and scrub and scrub.
Okay.
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 Speaking of okay.
Okay.
Most likely stands for fake words. In the 1830s, people jokingly spelled abbreviations incorrectly. One of the most famous, all correct, turned into oral correct. And then, of course, into okay. Historians think it stuck because Martin Van Buren, known as Old Kinderhook, after his hometown in New York, supporters called themselves the OK Club when he was campaigning for re-election.
That's really good. I like that.
Yeah.
It's nice to find out where things like that came from.
Mm-hmm. I bought a book that said, Who Ate the First Oyster? And I thought, that's going to be perfect for this show. It's not, but I bought it anyway. So,
it wasn't. We've talked about that.
Who
saw
first?
That and said, "I'm going to eat that hunk of globby stuff."
And stuff that's slimy, coming out of that cow's belly, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll eat that. I think I'll
try it.
Crack open that lobster and find out if there's something to eat inside of it. Yeah.
I want a book that tells me things like that.
Do you want to cut a cake perfectly into perfectly small slices if you need to without worrying about the knife? Use a piece of dental floss.
It's because it's wax.
But you don't want to... Waxed, I think, is probably okay. But not flavored, right?
Oh,
yeah.
No.
That could ruin it.
That could, yeah.
So, yeah. And we can talk more about that after the break.
Yeah.
Oh, yes! 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is community. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings, and screen rooms. Customized solutions available. Online at Sondrini.com. Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union. Proud to support high school arts and sports programs. Greylock Federal. Opportunity grows here. With locations throughout the Berkshires and online at Greylock.org. And from Evco Hypnosis. Want to lose weight, quit smoking, sleep better, or relieve stress and anxiety? Evco Hypnosis is here to help you become happier, healthier, and stronger. Call 413-212-0283 or go to evcohypnosis.com. That's evcohypnosis.com.
What's going on here?
Combining the miracle of modern technology with the secrets of ordinary street junkies. Producing this.
89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield.
Do you know, I always wondered why commercials were louder than regular programs, and now I know why.
Why?
Because you push the button up and it gets louder. I got control here and I get crazy and I can go up to plus 15 megahertz if I want to.
I thought you were going to talk about that.
No. Sorry.
All right. Let's see. I'll just make this announcement again. September 15th, Sunday, 12 to 4 in the afternoon, Open Door Church, 87 Summer Street in Lee, is having a giant tag sale, including furniture, lots of it, housewares, tools, children's items and books, lots of it, crafts, lots of it. Ice cream sundae booth, a great silent auction, and lots more. And it is rain or shine.
I have one question. Does it have to be cash or can you use a card?
Ah, It can be Venmo. Yeah. I don't think we have anyone that can do a card.
Oh.
That's a very good question.
Oh.
I am not aware, but we can do Venmo.
I've never used Venmo.
Oh, I use it.
Do you like it?
I do. It's very simple.
Huh.
It's very simple.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Forward. Okay. Forward, I am heavy. Backward, I am not. What does a man do only once in his lifetime, but women do once a year after they turn 29? Four cars come to a four-way stop, each coming from a different direction. They can't all go forward first, so they go at the same time. All cars go, but nobody crashes. How come?
So is the one about the man does this only once in a lifetime, is that going to be an answer that's going to be like, oh, man.
Should I say yes or no?
No, don't say anything. So we were talking about using dental floss to cut cakes.
Mm-hmm.
And it says you can obviously do smaller slices because you have more control. You can, and it does say unflavored dental floss. And it does say when you make a Victoria sponge. What is that?
I don't know.
It says you can use that by cutting because a Victoria sponge cake is crumbly. So if you use
floss,
it doesn't crumble. And there's the video on that, too.
Huh.
And I can't tell everybody where I got this. The name of this website is called restless.uk.com. Restless.uk.com.
All of mine today came from Reader's Digest.
Great.
They have loads of stuff.
Reader's Digest is my favorite magazine to take on a plane.
The Eiffel Tower. The Eiffel Tower.
Hello.
Was originally intended for Barcelona.
Oh.
The Spanish city thought the design was too ugly. So Gustave Eiffel pitched it to Paris instead as a temporary landmark during its 1889 International Exposition. But French critics didn't like it much either.
Yeah, you're saying so? What you say?
So nobody liked it, but they got it, so.
And now look.
Yeah.
Yeah. We went to the Statue of Liberty the last couple of days with my grandkids, and it's just fascinating.
It's huge.
To see how huge she is.
Yeah.
And what's fascinating is how long it took. I forgot the name of the designer. Begins with a B. Took him years. Am I right? Is it a B?
Yeah,
It took him years and years and years to design this, and it shows you his first draft. It's just hysterical how he got from that first draft.
I've never seen the first draft.
To what he ended up with. There were like five or six different drafts that he kept altering for different reasons. And as a matter of fact, in one of them, she is holding up the other arm.
Oh.
Yeah. And if you go into the museum...
So she's one-armed holding up the other arm?
No. She's... But it was so amazing to be there because there are people from all over the world that come to see that and take that boat ride. And it's really kind of emotional.
It's wonderful. And then you get to stand by her big toe.
Yeah.
And you can't see anything else.
Yeah. It's huge.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know it was... built in another country.
France.
Was it France?
I think so.
And then packaged up. They took it apart.
And piece by piece
and
brought it
over.
They
had trouble bringing that over because
it was so
pieces
heavy.
Were so heavy. Yes.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The boats were almost sinking. And then they made it there and they had to reassemble her.
I love it.
It's just amazing. I love it.
Okay.
So use a spring from a pen. You know, the little tiny spring inside your pen to stop your charger cable for your phone from becoming damaged. So your charger cables can become frayed or damaged, and you know why.
Yes.
When this happens, they have a greater risk of overheating, starting a fire, or they just may stop working altogether.
Mm-hmm,
to prevent this, you take the metal spring out of your pen. You wrap it around your charger cable to give it extra support near
the end where you plug it in.
Yes. And there's a video for that as
well. Isn't that wonderful?
And you can go to restlessuk.com and watch it. But I have heard of that. And
I got to try it.
Yeah.
Because I have that problem.
Mm-hmm.
Now, NASA, good old NASA, uses countdowns because of a sci-fi film. The countdown Fritz Lang used to create suspense in the rocket launch scene of his 1929 silent film Frau Mond didn't change fame, rather, didn't just change film history. It also inspired NASA to use countdowns before its own blastoffs. It's not exactly a race against the clock, though. NASA can feel free to pause the clock to check mechanical difficulties if they have to.
If
they just thought it added to the suspense.
And it does.
It did.
It's successful.
Yeah.
Has there ever been a mission where they have stopped during the countdown?
I don't know. I'll have to look it up.
So if you were an astronaut and they stopped during the countdown.
I'd want to get out.
So would I.
Excuse me. Hello.
Where's the door? Yeah. Is it locked from the outside and you can't get out?
That would change my mind. Difficult. Yeah.
Didn't sign up for this. I want to go home, mommy. Mommy. Wrap a wet cloth around your drink and put it in the fridge. We've all longed for a cold drink on a warm day, but forgot to put bottles or cans in the fridge. Next time this happens, try wrapping a wet cloth around your drink bottle or can before putting it in the fridge. The water will rapidly evaporate and cool. Chilling your drink much faster.
Huh.
You should have a nice frosty beverage in just 10 minutes.
I can't do that. My froster is too full. If the thing expands, I won't have room to keep it in my freezer.
I don't think you put it in the freezer.
No?
I think you put it in the fridge. Yeah, you put it in the fridge.
Well, I can't do that either because it smells when his bad food's in there.
We are so off. So it's his bad food because you don't like it?
Yeah.
Oh, so what would be the worst thing he would have in there?
Oh, my God. Oh, there's so many.
Okay. Easy to pick one.
The sauce that you put on meat and stuff.
What's the sauce you put on meat? Barbecue?
Like barbecue stuff.
You don't like barbecue sauce?
I didn't say that exactly. It's just the kind he chooses.
Oh, okay. Does he make it or buy it?
He buys it.
Okay.
He buys it.
And you don't like the smell of it? Is it in a jar?
Moving on. I got to get out of this.
Okay. Greg doesn't listen, does he?
Oh, God, I hope not. This is something I did not know, and it's astounding to me. It really is. Do you use Clorox for anything?
Yeah.
I like Clorox. Did you know that household bleach expires?
No.
This home cleaning product lasts only about 6 months.
No.
And then when you use it, it doesn't have the same ability that did when you first bought it.
It loses its power.
It loses its power.
That's really funny. I never knew that. And I don't use a whole thing of bleach in 6 months.
No, there's no way.
No, very, very little. So it loses its power for real?
For real, after 6 months.
So that means that if it's not working, it's old.
That also means I'm going to buy smaller pieces.
Smaller pieces of bleach?
Yep.
How do you buy a piece of bleach?
In a smaller bottle.
You know, they should sell bleach in little cubes.
Oh, I like that. Well, they do when you put it, you can put it in the back of your toilet.
Is that bleach for the washing machine?
No, it's for
your
toilet.
You know how you can get little pods for your washing machine now.
Yeah.
You just throw the pod in.
Yeah.
They should have a thing of bleach. You just plop it in instead of having to pour it.
I wonder if you could use dishwasher pods to if in your washing machine for clothes if you ran out.
I don't know. I'm thinking about it, and I don't know why I'm slamming my foot on the floor.
It reminds me of Wilbur.
Wilbur, Mr. Ed.
Wilbur.
A horse is a horse, of course, of course. Do you know the rest?
Not off the top of my head, but if I go home, I can think of it.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, a long time ago, there was a show called Mr. Ed, and it was a talking horse, and it was way before computers, way before
animation.
Unless
the horse, of course, is Mr. Ed.
Yes, and this horse's mouth would move, and I don't know how they did it. It had to be little strings, because we didn't have the technology to do that. It was a good show. Wilbur was a little bit dorky, wasn't he?
He was.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you know why Three Musketeers got its name?
No.
It got its name because they used to come with three flavors in one original. Three Musketeer bars of the 1930s came in three packs with a different nougat flavor in each, vanilla, chocolate, or strawberry.
Did not know that. I wonder why they called it Musketeers. Oh, because of the three musketeers.
There you go. World War II.
I knew that.
World War II rations made that triple fat expensive, so the company cut it down to one.
I like the one.
I do.
Because that has the nougat.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm getting hungry for chocolate.
Yeah. I got to watch chocolate, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
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 I don't eat Butterfingers anymore.
Why?
They go right through me.
Okay. Hey, I like Lazy Susans. I think they're cool. I never thought of putting one in the refrigerator.
Oh, yeah.
So a Lazy Susan turntable you can place on the counter or the shelf or a cabinet you can put in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
And it's so funny here. It says it turns in 360-degree rotation. And I want to say, duh. Really? Really?
It took you that long to figure it out?
Well, so I think that's a really, really good idea.
Now, this is kind of scary. Sloths. Those cute little things.
Cute little sloths.
They can hold their breath longer than dolphins can.
How long can dolphins?
By slowing their heart rate, sloths can hold their breath up to 40 minutes. Dolphins need to come up for air after 10.
40 minutes? Yep. Well, they are slow. It takes them a while to decide to take a breath.
Breathe in.
It's over. 40 minutes.
40 minutes. It reminds me of the seals teaching themselves, not the animal seals, the male seals teaching themselves how to stay underwater for so long.
Yeah. Yes. I wonder how long they can do that.
I don't know.
I know they have to train and train and train and train. Mm-hmm. Okay. When you're using your cutting board, if you need more space on your counter, you can open up your silverware drawer and put your cutting board on the drawer and cut if you need the counter space.
Oh.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Kind of like the ones that slide out of your counter, underneath your
Why
counter.
Why can't you just put it over the sink?
Well, you can put it over the sink. But what if you're chopping vegetables and you have to put them into the sink and into the garbage disposal where you might put a bone, but you don't want to put a bone in the garbage disposal. But one time I put a garlic in there and it goes around and around and around and little skin and little
big mouth
hairs on it are get stuck. And then you have to get tongs and you have to put the tongs in there and you have to pull it out.
And I want to just do, okay. Did you know in the Philippines, McDonald's serves spaghetti?
Oh,
the pasta comes with a beef tomato sauce and a piece of McDo fried chicken.
McDo. Fried chicken.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound very appetizing, does it?
No.
It sounds raw. That's in the Philippines?
That's in the Philippines.
Oh my gosh. Patty, you know you have to share that. Okay.
Are you sure?
Yes. So here it says you can use tabs from a drink can that you flip up to create extra space in your closet. So you take the tab and you put it around the hook of the hanger.
Right.
And then you hang another hanger on the tab.
Yep.
I don't know if I could do that because I need to see all my clothes.
Yeah, I'm having that problem. I want to put pipes across the ceiling or something so I can have everything hanging in view.
You can see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if you don't.
You got to search through all of
and
this.
And you forget you have it.
And then it falls on the floor and you leave it there. And a couple of days later, you go back in looking for something. I do that. I, you know, kick it underneath.
Yeah,
there.
Kick it. Yeah, yeah.
That pile of clothes was from yesterday. That pile. I don't remember. Did I wash that?
Oh, no.
Lobsters taste with their feet. Tiny bristles inside a lobster's little pincers are their equivalent to human taste buds. Meanwhile, lobsters' teeth are in one of their three stomachs.
I didn't know a lobster had a stomach.
Mm-hmm. Three of them.
So when you eat a lobster, where the heck is the stomach?
I don't know.
It's got to be in all those parts I don't eat.
I used to love lobster, and I'm glad I'm not eating it anymore because I don't know.
It's really tough. I never used to think about the fact that I'm eating this lobster.
Mm.
I'm pulling apart this animal.
Yeah.
And I can't eat clams anymore.
I could never eat clams.
Yeah. I just, the more I think about that it's just Yuck. This thing, and do I like the clam or do I like the butter?
Hey, hey.
But I have to say, I don't feel bad about crab legs. I like crab legs.
She's racist. Look at that.
Hey, fry your egg inside an onion ring.
Oh, I've heard of that.
You put the onion ring in the pan?
Yeah.
With some butter, and you fry the egg in there, and you get the onion flavor.
It doesn't go underneath the onion?
I guess not.
Oh.
And it's delicious, I would imagine, if you like onions, and you can eat the onion, too, and it keeps the egg. See, these are the kind of things
that
I forget.
Yeah.
And I don't like it when the egg just travels.
No, I don't either. No. So, forward I am heavy, backward I am not. What am I?
I have no idea.
A ton.
A tom?
Ton.
A tump?
T-O-N.
A ton?
Mm-hmm.
N-O-T?
Mm-hmm.
That's dumb.
Forward, I am heavy. Backward, I am not.
Very clever. Very clever. Would have never got that.
Ask this question, or tell me about the four cars. Do you think,
what's the reason? Okay. I think they all turned right.
Very good.
Did I get it?
You got it exactly
awesome.
Right. They did. I wonder why they didn't all turn left.
Because they would have hit each other.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No. Oh, wait a minute. No.
No.
They would have crossed traffic. No.
No. If they all turn in the same direction, does it matter which direction?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Oh, I have to draw this out. Okay. Here it comes.
What does a man do only once in his lifetime, but women do once a year after they are 29?
I have no idea.
Turn 30.
That's a joke. About your age?
Of course. I've even made myself older.
See, exactly.
So people will say, oh, you don't look
it's
like
true.
It.
It's true. Tell people you're 90. And then you know, jump around and they'll think, wow,
she's
just
good
done
for
that
me.
Right.
Age.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
No, I wouldn't go that far. That might hurt me. I wouldn't make it to 90. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's Community Radio, and you're listening to Stuff.
Well, we had a little problem there. I hope you understand that we're only human and we're both blonde, so there you go.
The views and opinions of this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.